Sacco. Now jostling past another and still going to the edge of the area. Sacco, he might go all the way. Pulls it back for Dicko. And it's 1-0. Dicko scores after a sensational run from Bakary Sacco. And Wolves take the lead after 20 minutes in the final game of the regular season at Molineux and keep alive their playoff chances with a memorable goal finished by Dicko, but created by a marvellous run from his colleague Bakary Sacco. Great friends and partners in that goal, and that was super stuff to get the crowd on their feet. 1-0 after 20 minutes. Now Dicko trying to turn Nelson, who looked to pull him back. Nelson on a yellow card. Dicko has the ball again, takes him on into the penalty area. Dicko shoots. Oh, fabulous goal. That really was a magnificent goal from Dicko, and it's 2-0 to Wolves. Dicko has both. He spun clear of Nelson in the first place. The defender looked as though he might have tugged him back to get back into a challenge, but Dicko kept going, head down across the edge of the penalty area, and when the angle opened up to shoot, he drove it high into the net past Ford. Really stylish stuff. 15 for the season, and Dicko makes it 2-0. Millwall have a free kick though. Powell hits it and Kuschak had to scramble to make a save. Gregory cuts it back and Millwall have scored a goal from Aidan O'Brien. And that of course trims Wolves' lead. It's 2-1. And Kuschak did well to save that free kick in the first place. Got right over to the corner of the goal, but only could push it away to Gregory, and he squared it for O'Brien for a tap-in. There's one off the goal difference. Wolves 2, Millwall 1. Sacco's going to drive it in low and see if he gets a deflection, and it's in, followed in by Ebanks-Landell. And Wolves lead 3-1. Ebanks-Landell, the man who reacted quickest. Ford stretched out his hand to push the ball away, and the big man Ebanks-Landell darted in to poke the ball home. Wolves inch a bit closer to Ipswich and lead here by 3-1 with 20 minutes left. Upson arriving on the left and into the centre for O'Brien, and Wolves in real danger, and it's a second Millwall goal tapped in by the substitute Philpott. And it's 3-2, and that surely has finished Wolves' slender playoff chances with 9 minutes left. Just caught on the break. It came from a Wolves corner where they tried something creative. They weren't all switched on. And short-handed at the back, eventually Millwall ran them down. And the new player, Jamie Philpott, knocks the ball in to make it Wolves 3, Millwall 2. And that, finally, with only 8 minutes left in the season, closes the door on the playoffs for Wolverhampton Wanderers. Short corner's taken, Sacco's got it, goes for goal, and it's there! Sacco finishes off with a goal, beats Ford at the near post. He's tried a couple of those in the last few minutes, but drove it through a tight angle into the net. And Sacco, if this is to be his Molineux farewell, signs off with a goal to make him Wolves' top scorer. He blows kisses to the Billy Wright stand. A tremendous contribution again this season from Bakary Sacco, and he's finished it with a goal in the last minute to make it Wolves 4, Millwall 2.
Kenny, there's no dishonour in finishing with 78 points. I know you'll be disappointed to not make the playoffs, but that's still quite a season, isn't it?
Yes, and it's a good performance today. I felt we drove forward well. Millwall's tactical change going to 4-3-3 did give us problems. We couldn't get back into it in midfield until the introduction of Price saw us through, and we got a bit more of a foothold in the game, and I felt then looked like scoring more goals, which we did. We've done our job today. We've won the game. We knew this morning that it was possible to get into the top six, but not probable, with too many sides needing to slip up, and that proved to be the case.
Really, in a way, it sums up the season. You've done your job. You've had a go. You've entertained folks here.
We feel we have, and as long as we now commit to improving, commit to all of us being better, every one of my players, I feel, has his best years ahead of him, and is determined to come back next year and be better. We have to then, obviously, off the pitch, make the correct decisions. But if we can build on this year and build on this 2 years and continue to improve and not step forward, then we can look at this year as a good stepping stone.
Just sum up for us in your words what you think are the big positives to come out of the season. A lot of people will be saying them themselves, but in your opinion?
Yeah, we've played some good football. I felt we've got a good playing style. I think we're an attacking side, and We play with plenty of energy, and that's a big focus for us. There's a lot of positives in the age of the group, the potential of quite a number of players, and as I've said earlier, that the fact that I feel all of them are players have their best years ahead of them and are committed to improving.
Was Bakary Sakho saying goodbye there at the end?
It's certainly a possibility, isn't it, with us staying in the Championship and him having the potential and the offers to go elsewhere. I feel that the board of directors and the chairman have done very well to hold him this long, and would have been quite an easy decision to sell him maybe a year ago, and by the looks of it now, he moves on as a free transfer, and that's a huge commitment by the board to keep him here and let him see out his contract and try our very best to get everything out of him, which he's given us.